Good afternoon, Senators. Committee on Ethics and Elections will now come to order. Sue, would you be kind enough to please call the roll?
Senator Richter?
Here.
Senator Legg? Senator Brennan? Senator Clemens? Senator Flores? Senator Gates?
Here.
Senator Hayes? Senator Negron? Senator Smith?
Here.
Senator Thompson?
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Sue. A quorum is present. Members, we have some appointments to make that are on the agenda, or to confirm, rather. And as we've done in the past, first off to the public, if anybody wishes to speak, fill out the I Want to Speak form and get that turned in. And what we've done in the past, we'll continue to go with the same format, unless a senator requests a separate vote on any specific individual or an individual appointee. We'll take one vote on all of these appointees. And so behind each of your various tabs, we have various appointees, the position title and the board or the department that they would be appointed to, and whether or not they're being a new appointment or a reappointment. Are there any questions? You're recognized, Senator.
Thank you, Senator
Clemens. Thank you. I'm just sitting here trying to figure out what's that guy's name down
it's
there.
It's been a while since we've met.
I almost called you. Senator Clemens, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate it. You had said we're going to be taking all of these together. I assume you're not talking about the executive suspensions, right? Those are separate.
I'm referring. Yeah. Thank you for that clarification. I'm referring to the appointees in tabs 1 through 36.
Thank you.
Are there any other further questions? Are there any appearance forms? Nope. Okay, is there a motion to recommend confirmation of the individuals listed in tabs 1 through 36? Okay, motion made by Senator Hayes. Is there any objections to that motion? Seeing no objections, show it passed. Senator Hayes moves to recommend the confirmation of all appointees in tabs 1 through 36. Sue, will you please call the roll?
Senator Brennan? Senator Clemens? Senator Flores? Senator Gates? Senator Hayes? Senator Negron? Senator Smith? Senator Thompson? Senator Legg? Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and by your vote, show those confirmation appointees recommended favorably. Okay, we'll now go to tab 37, the executive suspensions that recommend for removal. Our staff attorney, Dan Carlton, is recognized for a brief explanation of tab 37.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, you'll recall that over the last 2 years, the governor suspended numerous notaries. As public officers, the state constitution requires the Senate to either remove or reinstate the suspended notaries. Historically, this committee has made recommendations to the full Senate whether to remove or reinstate suspended notaries, and the Senate votes on the recommendation. Then an order is prepared and filed with the Department of State. Tab 37 contains letters concerning 13 of the suspended notaries. The grounds for suspensions of these notaries range from technical notary violations to conviction of felonies. Each of the letters in tab 37 recommended the Senate that the notary should be removed from office. Staff has sent notice letters to all 13 of the notaries via certified mail. The certified letters were not successfully delivered. Staff worked with the governor's office to find out new contact information. If an address was located, staff attempted to send another certified letter there. If no new information was available, staff made another attempt to serve at the address on file. Regardless of the situation, at least two attempts were made for each notary. In some cases, the certified notice letters were successfully delivered, and the person did not request a hearing. Therefore, they waived their right to contest their suspension. Staff is recommending that they be removed because they've waived their right to contest the suspension. In the remaining cases, staff was unsuccessful in our attempts to notify the notaries. After the attempts to notify the notaries were exhausted, staff again reviewed the nature of the allegations and was concerned by the allegations and the fact that there appears to be no way to contact these individuals. Staff was further concerned that there may not be adequate public records that demonstrate that these notaries should not be notarizing documents. The notary laws require notaries to update their address. Their failure to do so constitutes a neglect of their duties. That alone warrants removal from office. Moreover, each of these individuals refused to cooperate with the governor's office during its investigation. At this point, it's in the public's interest for there to be an order entered removing these individuals and filing that order with the Department of State so that all Floridians are on clear notice that these individuals are no longer notaries public. In light of the foregoing, staff is recommending that these individuals also be removed. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Sure.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Senator Smith, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Senator Clemens. I mean, Richter. I just want to make sure. So these 13 are people that we couldn't notify. Because if you're a notary, you should be able to be found. And they're people we couldn't notify, and also, bless you, people that did not contest their being removed. That's what this 13 represent.
That is correct.
Okay, cool.
Senator Clemens, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is a question of staff. When the notaries get their certification, they're required to give you an address. Any other information, email address, phone numbers, are they required to give you any of that other information as well?
None of that information was given directly to us. They file that with the Secretary of State or with the Executive Office of the Governor when they apply. And as I was sending out notices, I made sure that if I was getting things back in a way that was indicating to me that that person wasn't at that address, I'd email the governor's office and say, hey, can you give me a new address for this person? And they would either provide me a new address, and I would try there, or they would not have a new address, in which case I'd try again.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, the only reason that I ask is so often we send out certified mail today when we could just pick up a phone and call folks if we had that information. But if that information is not available to you, then I certainly understand.
Yep. Good question. Are there any further questions? Is there any further discussion? Okay, is there a motion to accept the final reports contained in tab 37 recommending removal of the officers therein? Motion by Senator Smith. Senator Smith moves to adopt the final reports recommending removal of the officer's name under tab 37. Sue, would you please call the roll?
Senator Brandon? Yes. Senator Clemens? Yes. Senator Flores? Yes. Senator Gates? Yes. Senator Hayes? Yes. Senator Negron? Yes. Senator Smith? Yes. Senator Thompson? Senator Legg? Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and by your vote, the recommended removal of the officers under tab 37 is recommended.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Brandon, would you like to be recognized?
Yes, if I could be recognized.
Hold on 1 second. I haven't done that yet. You're now recognized.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Could I be recognized as yes on tabs 1 through 36?
Yes.
Thank you.
Without objection, show Senator Brandon voting yes on tabs 1 through 37. Thank you. Is there any other business come before the committee? Thank you all for making the long hike over here to Knott Hall. Without objection, this meeting is adjourned.